The New York Times calls Sarah Jones a spoken word diva. Ms. Jones is currently on tour with a one-woman show called Waking the American Dream, about the immigrant experience, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
With minimal costume changes and maximum acting acrobatics, Sarah Jones appears as a Chinese-American mother, a Russian-Jewish father, a Nigerian political refugee, and Mitzi, 87 years old, from Germany, who opens a poetry reading by offering her own protest poem.
It starts riding on the bus. No, really, please, don't get up. I don't make the fuss. No, really, please, don't get up. I have the senior's blues. No, really, please, don't get up. But I'll step in your foot with my orthopedic shoes. The kids love this. It's a big hit with the kids every time. So,
performer Sarah Jones joins us from New York City. Sarah, tell us more about this Mitzi. She tells the audience she is now seen as a good immigrant, but when she arrived in the U.S., she says, I was no different from any of you. What does she mean?
Well, I know that if Mitzi were here, she would want me to step aside so that she can properly explain.
We have, I think, today something which is very difficult, which is that all over in the country there is a feeling that people should be afraid even of their own neighbor. And I think that people forget around the turn of the century you find the same thing, that they are classifying and saying the Italians are terrible, or the Germans, or these Jews, we don't want them in our restaurant, all of this kind of things. And I think it is repeating today.
Sarah Jones, you are, thank you so much for that, you not only enact all of these characters, I was going to ask you if you wrote them, but clearly you just did Mitzi from the top of your head. So tell us how you work.
I do. I write them based on people that I meet and based on people that I've known in my life.
Well, let's meet another one of your characters. And again, this was recorded in performance. It's Muhammad Ali, not the prize fighter, a Pakistani. He is the MC for this evening of poetry readings, and he is a very busy guy.
Sorry we begin a bit late here, everyone. There was a mix-up. The people here at the club, they confused our poetry reading tonight with another event I'm co-chairing next week for the kids. That's the Raise the Roof Young Republican Mixer. Some of you know that. If you're interested in that, the materials are at the back there.
Sarah Jones, I'm really crazy about your Muhammad Ali. But is there a secret now to playing across gender? You've got all his mannerisms, his vocal patterns exactly right. And by the way, I would also imagine that stereotyping here, you'd need to be really careful because all of us like to do Indian and Pakistani accents.
Right. The gender issue is something, I guess, because I'm not a trained actor, I never went to school for acting, I guess I just didn't know to be afraid. And so instead, I applied the same basic technique of, kind of watching and listening and studying and just trying to remember the person. And aside from having to get my voice down into a, lower register, it's actually not that difficult. And I will say, as women, we're kind of taught from the time we're little girls to be attuned to whatever's going on with men and in the male world, and we know how to kind of mimic them, I think, a little better than they know how to mimic us much of the time. And there's nothing better than having South Asian folks come up to me after the show and say, come on, tell the truth. Perhaps you might have a bit of Indian there or Pakistani, something is there. And I say, no, nothing there.
Now, you set this piece, this evening poetry reading, just after the September 11th, yet you deal directly with that event through only one of your characters. Tell us about her.
Right. Well, I focus with a young girl on how the loss of one of her parents impacts her life. And every time I think about my own work, I think about the reality in which it's taking place. I get to perform in the theater, but we know that in real life there's a theater of war, and there are about to be little girls, not unlike the little girl in my play, who are going to lose, if not her own life, her parents, her family. And what does that mean?
And this child's father died in Windows on the World.
Right.
From the top of the towers, the World Trade Center. He would say hello to everyone as he entered. He was never late to work, not one single day. And he could chop perfect vegetables or even help you make a souffle. He could tell you a joke and make you smile. He would hug friends when he didn't see them for a while. And my sisters, my mommy and me, we will miss him forever. look in the clouds and see my puppy singing so beautiful and loud. Looking down from even higher than his old floor, 107. I know that my puppy's mom saw us from heaven. Thank you very much.
Sarah, will you tell us something about yourself? You're 29 years old. You are from exotic Baltimore, Maryland. What do you know about the immigrant experience?
What do I know about the immigrant experience? Well, I can kind of look through the family albums and find those photos of people who came over from Ellis Island on my grandmother's side, Irish folks and German folks. And then, of course, I have, you know, my Black American background. And then I have some Caribbean background. So the idea of just one culture as representing America never made any sense to me, because I knew myself to be a very proud American and a hodgepodge of everybody I could think of. And nothing enriches us more than our diversity. We have no greater strength than all of the different voices that make up the chorus of who America really is when we let it ring out.
One last character let's meet now. She's Asha. She is an Egyptian American.
When I was tiny, home was Egypt. Family was grandmother's dark eyes and large, warm hands. Soon, home would be the UK. I was little and lost on South London streets. And like the words of my grandmother, the hijab draped my shoulders, and my schoolmates stared in wonder. Are you bald under there, Asha? Do you wash that? Do you wash? I wanted to be normal, perhaps to go to church, but my older brother never fought. Even when the time seemed right, when they bloodied his nose in the high school locker room in our first American town for our funny accents and our ugly prayers. And there were friends too, friends who taught us laughter had no accent. Kindness found its way into the living rooms of many homes, Christian, Muslim, Jewish. There were friends along the way whose words and hugs felt like the America we always hoped we'd meet.
Sarah, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for helping me have such a lively conversation here.
Sarah Jones as Asha, an Egyptian American, one of a number of characters she's created for her performance piece, Waking the American Dream. Miss Jones will perform that piece next Tuesday in Charlotte, North Carolina, next Friday in Lansing, Michigan. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.